11 years ago, Tim Burton was an animator working at Walt Disney and dreaming of making a feature-length animation about a Christmas gone wrong. Then he directed Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, and Batman Returns, and became one of the few Hollywood directors who could make just about anything he wanted. What he wanted, of course, was to produce the feature-length animation he dreamed of, which his old Disney colleague, Henry Selick, has now directed. It's called Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, and film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
For a child, Nightmare Before Christmas is probably going to be, by turns, scary, funny, haunting, and incomprehensible. But for a grown-up, well, your first reaction is likely to be, wow, this really looks hard to do. It is. Nightmare Before Christmas is a product of stop-motion animation, which means instead of making drawings, the filmmakers create puppets and other objects and then painstakingly adjust them a millimeter or two every frame to achieve the illusion of motion. The original King Kong was a stop-motion character, and so was Gumby. And so, in a way, are claymation figures, like the California Raisins. But all those things pale next to the panoply of witches and vampires and gremlins and elves that make up Tim Burton's nightmare. Even though the movie is shot in a color-drained palette that makes it almost seem like black and white, this is one of the most visually startling films in recent memory. Its characters touch a dozen different bases, from Charles Adams to Maurice Sendak to Edward Gorey, all of them twitching and creeping and cackling at once. The premise is a little strange. It seems that most of our major holidays are controlled by various towns. There's Easter Town and Thanksgiving Town and Christmas Town, and Halloween Town, which is where most of the movie's action takes place. Year after year, Halloween Town devotes itself to making its namesake holiday good and scary, but the master of its revels, a bony creature named Jack Skellington, is having a bit of a midlife crisis. He's fed up with Halloween, wants new worlds to conquer. And that's when he ventures into Christmas Town, which he explores with utter amazement, singing all the way.
What's this?
What's this?
There's something very wrong.
What's this?
There's people singing songs.
What's this?
The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy.
Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this?
What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique.
Inspired!
They're gathering around. Here is story roasting chestnuts on a fire.
What's this?
The idea is that Jack decides that he and his Halloween Town minions should take over Christmas, redesigning it in their own idiosyncratic fashion, and even kidnapping Santa Claus, whom they think is some kind of lobster man named Sandy Claus. By the time Jack has launched his own coffin-shaped sleigh, with lots of charming gifts for the kids like shrunken heads and snakes that devour Christmas trees, grown-ups may find themselves in a state of bemusement. Fascinated by the design, indifferent to the uninspired songs by Danny Elfman, and a little bit put off, maybe, by a story whose central character, Jack Skellington, never quite gels. He's part mad scientist, part sad sack, part monster, part hero. Will kids like him any better? If they're under six, I'd say don't take him at all, since Tim Burton's nightmare may well become theirs, and hence yours. But older kids will probably love this movie, because even if Jack doesn't captivate them, the hundreds of ghouls and beasties and boogeymen dancing around him surely will. They'll get you, too, if you don't watch out.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.